Listen, I've had this business for over 4 years now, and let me tell you would think each year gets easier and easier, but it doesn't. Entrepreneurship, building your own business, is not for the weak. If it were, then everyone would be doing it, right? But the one thing I will guarantee is if you do continue to put in the work and put in the energy and believe in yourself and continue to have confidence, you will finally create the success that you want in whatever version of success that is. So let's dive in. In a world where female entrepreneurs are striving to defy the odds, we are here to share real conversion-producing marketing strategies that make a difference. Our mission? To help you, the passionate female entrepreneur, rise above the status quo and achieve the million-dollar dream. On She Converts, every episode is a treasure trove of actionable marketing strategies that you can implement right into your business. Whether you're seeking insight into website optimization, brand positioning, creating a sellable offer suite, content creation, or anything else related to scaling your business, we've got you covered. Dive deep with us as we share stories, unveil tactics, and craft a journey for women in business to thrive. Together, let's challenge the norm, smash barriers, and rewrite the narrative. This is She Converts, where we equip you with strategies to change the game. Let's change it together. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of She Converts. I'm Caroline Lewis, and I really just want to skip the intro and just dive in today because let me tell you, I have been feeling down and out of it. And you would think after 4 years of running the same business, it would get easier, but it's not. And it's only gotten harder. And I just want this episode to be super encouraging because I want you to know that being an entrepreneur is not easy. Owning your own business is not easy. Honestly, life in general is not easy. And we all go through stuff every single freaking day. Like, it's like you can't even catch your breath, right? You're just, I mean, maybe it's just a me thing. I don't think it is. I think this will resonate with so many of you. It's like you keep doing the deed, you keep doing the good, but stuff just keeps trying to tear you down. And let me just tell you, I've had a horrible couple of months, just mentally, physically. I just feel exhausted 24/7. It feels like, you know, when you wake up, it's like your eyelids are still just so, so heavy, even though you're not tired, or maybe you are tired because you're not sleeping good because you're stressed all the time. That's the type of energy I'm putting off right now. And I know it's not the best type of energy, but I'm just kind of embracing it because you know what? It's hard to fight it. And it's also hard to fake it. I think faking how you feel is worse than not faking how you feel and just feeling how you feel. And I also think like faking how you feel is just hurting you in the long run. I honestly think now that you gotta like hold on to your emotions and like feel your emotions and just let it be. And who cares what others think of you or what others are going to say? I will say typically whatever you think others are going to say to you, if you actually tell them how you feel, they're probably going to be a lot more supportive than you think, right? But as business owners, as women, I mean, we're constantly put under pressure and we're constantly having to work 10 times harder and do 10 times more things just to hit the level of accomplishment that we want, right? It's absolutely crazy to me. And for all of you business owners listening to this podcast, you know, it's not rainbows and butterflies all the time. And you know this. It is hard. It is super hard work. And you would think after years and years and years of doing the same thing, it gets easier. But honestly, I think it just gets harder. And it gets harder because every year the market's going to change for you. Every single year. So what you thought you had a really good year, 1 year could be a horrible year the next year because the market is just constantly changing. And if you're not evolving with it, then you're going to get left behind. And left behind could mean having to shut down your business. You have no idea, right? It's so important to create security and reoccurring income in your business, whatever business you have, because you just never know how the market's going to turn and you never know what's going to happen every single day. And as business owners, I think we're constantly just thinking of how successful is my business today? How successful is my business today? Is it going to survive tomorrow? Is it going to survive next month? Is it going to survive this year? because you just never know. And it's just up to us to run these businesses and lead these businesses and lead our employees and everyone else around us, right? So it's a lot of work. It's a lot of pressure. And there, you would think there are easier ways to communicate about this and deal with this, but there's really not. I mean, a lot of you entrepreneurs are very similar to me, in which case you just shove your emotions under a blanket and say, I'll figure it out tomorrow. But today I have to figure out what's going on in my business. And you always are putting business first, always, right? Because without your business, you wouldn't be where you are. But I think recently I've had to just reflect on myself, and mainly because I feel like my body is shutting down on me pretty darn quickly, just with tons of different health things that have miraculously popped up. But it's also just, you know, the universe's way of saying, hey, what are you doing? But I do think you need to focus on yourself, no matter how hard that is, first, and your business second, right? I mean, if you can, you typically should be focusing on yourself first, your employees second, and then your business third. Or yourself first, your clients second, your employees third, and your business fourth. And I can't remember if I did a episode on this, but it was kind of different. It wasn't related to emotions. It was more related to creating product. But it's the same thing, right? Because without you being your best self, your clients are not going to be happy, because they're going to feel that energy, right? They're not going to be happy because your employees can feel that energy. They're not going to be happy because your employees feel that energy, so your business feels that energy, and then your business starts to drop, and then your clients know. And if your clients start to drop, that's income that's going out the door. So your clients, that's why typically clients or customers, depending on the type of business that you run, that's why they would come second, right? But you got to be on top of your game, right? Especially if you're the face of the business. After your clients, you have your employees. And why I think they're third most important is because without employees, you typically can't run your business as efficiently as you are doing right now. And even if you just have one employee, maybe you just have a VA, it doesn't matter. Whether you have one person helping you or 500 people helping you, your energy affects their energy and their willingness to help you, which affects the business and the client results, which affects two at the same time, right? So that's why I always say clients first, employees second, because you got to make sure your employees are happy, and you have to make sure that they know what's going on day in and day out, because the more confident they feel, the better the results they will get for you, whether that's dealing with clients, building pages, sales pages, or editing, you know, captions or videos, or selling your product, posting on Instagram. Doesn't matter. Their energy is kind of like your energy. And if you're not focusing on yourself and you are constantly burnt out all your time and you are constantly putting yourself down, they're going to start doing the same because they're feeding off of your energy. And then again, it goes into your clients will notice and your business will start to struggle from there. And then of course you have the business itself. And I think if we can shift this to typically right now, you're thinking business first, client second, employees third, you last. I'm sure a lot of you are nodding your heads right now, right? Business first, clients second, employees third, business last, or you last. But let's try to focus on reversing it. You first, clients always come second, employees come third, business comes fourth. Because if you get yourself, essentially if you get a handle of yourself, if you let yourself be sad, let yourself be mad, let yourself do whatever you want to do. If that's not do anything for one day, then just relax for one day. If that's what it'll take for you to bounce back the next day and perform even better. Because you have to perform and you have to make sure that you have the energy to perform and you have the energy to do well and to be there for your employees and to lead them, which will then turn into being there for your clients, which will then turn into better referrals, a happier business, and more income. Okay? Because honestly, at this point, and maybe unless you're like brand new and you don't have many clients, but honestly, at this point, if you have happy customers, they're constantly coming in, you have a solid product or service, and your employees understand how to navigate this and sell this and create a good environment, then the business will thrive. You don't have to do anything. But if you put business first and you're constantly thinking of that, how are you going to know what to adjust, right? How are you, you're always going to be in that freak out mode, that what's next mode, that, oh no, what does payroll look like this week? What do bills look like this week? How much money do we have coming in this week? That's what it looks like when you put business first. Instead, if you focus on yourself first, knowing that you are the leader of this group, you are the CEO, you are the business owner, you're the person, the only reason this company is even around is because of you. So if you switch this and put yourself first, the business will continue to grow. And that's why it is last in the food chain, because you're not going to really need to put much energy into it unless you're too focused on the ups and mainly way too focused on the downs in the business. So I think this year it's just time to really focus on ourselves and really make sure that we are in good headspace, good energy space, good fitness, good health, good relationships, all that kind of stuff. Because as it feeds through your employees and your clients, and then your business starts to grow, everything does get a little bit easier. But will it get like super easy? No, I don't think it'll ever get super easy. I mean, in fact, I remember having a discussion with my dad, and he's owned businesses for as long as I remember, and I'm 32. So we'll say at least that long and then some. And, you know, he even told me like, oh yeah, you feel like you just constantly have weight on your shoulders. Like you can't really take a full breath because there's always something next, right? And I was like, wow, if you're feeling that, then psh, I guess that's just what it takes to run a business. And it's true though, because while it will get easier in some areas and you will find success, whether that's time, money, financial freedom, time freedom, that's pretty much what we're after, relationship, whatever that looks like. Once you do reach that level of success, typically something, a struggle, something that we have to figure out will appear, whatever that looks like, right? It can be a slew of things, but it's not like success hits us and then we're just set for life, because that's just not how life works. Life is full of so many ups and downs, so many ebbs and flows. It's never just going to be, oh, once I make $100,000, like I'll be good. No, because there's something else that you're going to have to deal with, that next phase, whatever that looks like. Or once I hit a million, like I'm good. No, because then something else is going to happen, whether that's good or bad, but something else is going to happen that you're going to have to learn how to deal with. And then something else happens, and then something else happens, and then something else happens. So yes, owning a business, you are probably always going to have a little bit of weight on your shoulders. But I think when you're able to just kind of complete the full circle and really dive into who you are and how you work and do life in general, and if you can focus on making sure that your life is positive and happy and in a good place, then it does get a little bit easier, because that's one less thing you have to worry about. And when you're focusing less on that, you have more time to focus on other things, and those other things will start magically appearing. More success, more time, more employees, better management, higher valued clients, all this kind of stuff, right? So it's kind of crazy. And, you know, of course, I'm speaking to you, but also speaking to myself, because the past couple of months have just been so hard, and I've done nothing but thought business, 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 and what to do with this business, right? And I think today, as I'm recording this, I just kind of had an aha moment that really just sparked my creativity and drive, and like, oh, it finally made sense. This is what we're going to be doing. This is the direction I'm going. But in order to do that, I have to have the energy for it. And for me to have the energy, that means I got to take better care of myself, my fitness, my health, my mental health, all that kind of stuff, right? So this is just an inspirational episode. There's really no teaching other than just be kind to yourself. Keep moving forward. Life's hard. It will always be hard. Whether you own a business or not own a business, you will always have challenges. always. You will always have a fork in the road. And there will never really be an easy way out. And for those who say there is, I think they're BSing you. Because I've never spoke to a single person yet who said it's been easy from day one, right? But every person I have spoke to or have seen online or have listened to online, they have all said, while it was hard, I figured it out. I had faith in myself. I kept going. I kept putting in the work, and it did eventually pay off. But now I'm focusing on this. And then it's a whole different world, right? Whole different life out there, just focusing on this new thing, right? So just some words of encouragement. I know it's tough. It's been a crazy start to 2024. I know it'll get better though. I know it'll get a little bit easier, but just more comfortable and more successful for you. So hang in there, do what you gotta do. Just remember, put yourself first instead of putting the business first. And watch things really take a turn for the good. So that's it for today, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you later. See ya. Thank you for listening to another episode of She Converts, Marketing with Caroline Lewis. To help more women thrive in business, make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. To become an exclusive She Converts podcast member, check out our website at www.sheconvertsmarketing.com. Until next time, keep putting in the work and trust in yourself to grow your business. Let's beat the status quo and empower women to build their empires. Let's continue to change it together.